This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated a National Conference on Environment 2025 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. The two-day event has been organized by National Green Tribunal. This conference marks a vital step towards fostering collaboration, raising awareness, and advancing the collective mission of environmental protection and sustainability. Addressing the gathering, the President emphasized for collective efforts for environmental conservation.
पर्यावरण से जुड़े ऐसे सभी दिवस ये संदेश देते हैं कि हम प्रतिदिन अनेक उद्देश्यों और कार्यक्रमों का ध्यान में रखते हुए और जहां तक हो सके उन्हें अपने दैनिक जीवन का हिस्सा बनाएं। जागरूकता पर आधारित निरंतर सक्रियता तथा सबकी भागीदारी से ही पर्यावरण संरक्षण और संवेदन संभव हो सकेगा।
Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, said that India is focusing on ramping up innovation in reducing carbon footprint. He said India is the third largest energy producing country in the world and has set a target of 500 gigawatt renewable energy production by 2030. In Chhattisgarh, at least 16 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district of Bastar division today. Two jawans of District Reserve Guard were also injured in this encounter. A joint team of CRPF and DRG was on an anti-Naxal operation in Keralapal area after receiving intelligence inputs that Maoists were present there. A large quantity of arms and ammunition, including AK-47, self-loading rifle, rocket launcher, rifles have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has highlighted that the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is resolved to eradicate Naxalism before 31st of March 2026. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India is producing the highest number of science, technology, engineering and mathematics STEM graduates in the world today. Addressing the plenary session of Union International Day Advocate in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal mentioned that the country has an average age of 28.3 years, which makes it one of the youngest among other nations. The minister highlighted the role of technology in improving the efficiency of the judicial system and delivering justice faster. The minister added that the government has been trying to speed up the delivery of patents, copyright approvals, and design approvals. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has announced the successful completion of a 1,000-hour life test on its 300 millinewton stationary plasma thruster that is developed for induction in the electronic propulsion system of satellites. According to ISRO, the life test was carried out under the full power level of 5.4 kilowatts in a chamber that simulates the vacuum conditions of space, and the erosion of the electrode liners was periodically monitored. ISRO said this information will play an important role in satellite orbit management. The electric propulsion system is proposed to replace the chemical propulsion system in future satellites of the space agency. The death toll in Myanmar earthquake has risen to over 1,000 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude quake on the Richter scale yesterday. The country's military-led government said in a statement that 1,002 people have now been found dead and another 2,376 injured, with 30 others missing. Most of the fatalities are in Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city. In Thailand's capital Bangkok, six people have been found dead, 26 injured, and 47 are still missing. India is set to tend two more Indian Air Force aircraft carrying relief material as part of the Operation Brahma, its relief operation for earthquake hit Myanmar. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, these aircrafts will depart from Hindon Air Force Station soon. An Indian Air Force C-130J aircraft carrying the first tranche of 15 tons of urgent humanitarian aid already landed in Yangon this morning. The relief package includes tents, blankets, sleeping bags, food packets, hygiene kits, generators, and kitchen sets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.